comes the Border Patrol. On the Mexican border, the Canadian border, the Pacific Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Gulf of Mexico. The Border Patrol is on the job, guarding our boundaries by land and sea, by day and night. Uncle Sam's sentinels. Last week we showed you how Pedro Lopez, his wife and little girl, fell into the hands of El Chueco and Molino, notorious smugglers of aliens, who convinced the bewildered people that they would have to be smuggled into Flagstaff, Arizona. This family became law violators through the treachery of the smugglers, is being pursued by Walter Miller and Nick Burtage of the Border Patrol. They have just stopped Molino in his red and tan two-tone car, returning from Flagstaff, after having left the Lopez family there. Nick and Walter Miller are discussing the object which they found in the back seat of the car.
Walter, I've fixed this doll from wig to booty, and I can't see that it was used for smuggling anything.
Now, I got a hunch, Nick. Molino must have smuggled in Lopez and his family.
Well, looks like it. Probably had them hide out in Mexico until they were ready to leave.
Well, we're getting to the outskirts of Flagstaff now, Nick. I know some people here we can make inquiries for us while we prowl around a bit looking for Lopez.
Yeah, a little bird told us that Pedro used to work in La Madera, which can mean the woods, sawmills, or one of the lumber yards.
Yeah, well, that's enough to start on.
Miller and Nick, dressed as ordinary ranchers, go from sawmill to lumber yard to timber camp to sawmill and back again. But they can't locate anyone named Lopez, who fits the description of a cross-eyed man, pockmarked, short, and stocky.
We're getting nowhere fast, Walter. I don't know which way to turn.
Why, Nick, what's the matter? It's the first time in my life I've ever seen you discouraged.
Well, it's enough to make anybody discouraged. Lopez is such a common name around here. We've checked on a lot of them, but no luck.
And don't forget, Pedro Lopez's American brother-in-law's a tough egg. Hey, that's the answer, Nick. Everybody's scared to death of him. They're afraid to talk.
Yeah? Well, what'll we do next? We got about 5 more mills and camps to cover.
Hey, I've got an idea. Now, at this next sawmill, we'll try something new. Money talks. If they think there's money in it...
Well, you the boss of this outfit?
Yeah. What do you want? No jobs today. That's all I'm gonna need.
I'm not looking for a job. I'm an insurance man.
Oh. Well, I don't want any insurance either.
Well, I'm not selling any insurance. I'm looking for a man named Pedro Lopez. Doesn't he work here?
What do you want to know for?
Oh, I got a policy here left by a man named Lopez down in Mexico. I'm looking for his only relative, a man by the name of Pedro Lopez. He's got quite a lot coming to him when I find him. I thought he might be working here.
I don't know. You know how it is, mister. We hire what we need every day and pay them off. Don't keep much track of the man. But I'd like to help you, though, so I'll spread the word around. If you think it'll help.
Well, it might.
Okay, I'll tell the foreman.
Now watch this, Nick. You know, I think that's pretty darn clever.
Now all we have to do is to wait right here. The grapevine will spread the news.
You the senior has the money, eh? Mi nombre es Lopez. Hazel Lopez.
What do you think, Nick?
No, he's not the man we're looking for.
Easy for me. My name Lopez. I call myself...
Now you aren't the man.
My name Lopez.
You're not the man.
My name is Lopez.
Not the man.
Name Lopez too.
Not the man.
My name
not the man.
Lopez. Lopez.
Lopez.
Lopez.
Lopez. Lopez.
Plenty of Lopez's, but none fitting the description.
Senor, oye. Man named Lopez go to big timber camp. Maybe he the one, huh?
Yeah. What'd he look like?
Oh, he's a little man, cross-eyed, marked on face.
Hey, that's the one.
Yeah.
Where is this camp?
Go down the road and turn at San Jose Ranch. He's last out on road, near camp, past the creek.
Oh, at last we're getting somewhere.
Come on, let's go. Gracias, amigo.
De nada, senor.
Dug up the holes and built up the
pumps. Oh, I wonder what this Pedro Lopez is like. If he's a Rotero, it's funny we never heard anything about him before.
That's not so funny. If Pedro Lopez's name may be an alias. He might be any one of those tough babies we're trying to strip up.
Yeah, we're almost there now. There's the creek.
Hey, that last house, the end of the road there.
What's that?
Isn't that a man standing in the doorway?
A brazen cousin.
Yeah, from here he fits the description all right, too. Watch it now.
Yeah. Buenos dias, senor. Your name Pedro Lopez?
Si, senor. It's my name.
That looks dangerous to me.
Yeah, just the same, I'm set to get the drop on if he starts anything.
How long have you lived in Arizona, Mr. Lopez?
Oh, a long time. Long time. For 25 years I lived here. Maybe 30 years.
Weren't you in Mexico some of that time?
Oh, no. No, senor. Please to believe me.
Hello, kid. What's your name?
Larson, Mr. Lopez.
Is this your doll?
Oh, my chiquita. You gotta be a bandana, but she's come back, Papa. My own chiquita.
Where you been get that?
In the back of a red and tan car. The man who was driving it was Molino.
He tells you. He tells me to shoot me. Molino make me give him 10 more dollars in American money, so he don't tell you.
Yeah, the old blackmail gag.
Oh, I am glad it is over. I have been most miserable of men. Never before have I done something so wrong. I am sorry only for my little Dolores.
Yeah, is this your little girl?
Oh, si, senor. She is American citizen and should not be shoot. And my wife, Rosa. Oh, poor Rosa. She was to give the other little one soon. Now Rosa will be shoot. For my baby, it will never see the light of day. Never. Rosa. Rosa, come
here. Hey, Miller, Rosa. This isn't a sob story. This is a real thing.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how they got in this thing, Matt. The kid could get over anyhow. If she's an American citizen, her folks seem okay. But now they're guilty of illegal entry.
Pedro, these men, fuerte, it is trouble.
They come to shoot us like Molino.
Oh, now, don't be a fool, Lopez. We're not going to shoot you.
No. But El Chueco and Molino, they tell us we will be shoot. Maybe you want $1,000, no?
Oh, what $1,000?
They tell me the immigration would take $1,000. It's a new law, you understand? I have no $1,000.
Now, listen, Pedro. You've been fooled. There's no law that says you have to pay $1,000 to anybody.
But El Chueco and Molino...
El Chueco and Molino are two of the worst smugglers along the border.
And I pay them. I pay them $75.
And $10, Molino, too.
You take my dolly, too.
Would you know Molino if you saw him again, Pedro?
Oh, si, senor.
Good. You can help us. We want you to identify Molino. If we can get a case against him, we can stop this smuggling and blackmail racket.
You mean we will not be shooting?
Oh, forget about that shooting. We don't go around shooting people in this country, Pedro. But we'll have to take you to Nogales.
Si, senor, si. Rosa, pack up at once.
Pack up again, oh, Pedro. Oh, dear mio. I cannot, I assure you.
Not yet near the time, Rosa.
I do not know. I think maybe... I am so tired.
My wife, you see, does not feel so good. What we do? We have the American doctor who is to take care of my Rosa.
Well, we'll take her someplace where she'll be comfortable. Better leave Dolores with her, too. She won't run away, will you?
Dolores is good girl. She's American citizen.
I know, Ronnie. You good man. You bring back my chiquita. I'll do what you say.
Okay, folks. We'll take your wife and kid to some friends of ours, Pedro. And you come with us to Nogales.
What you do with my husband in Nogales?
Oh, we'll take good care of him. He'll be back safe and sound in a couple of days.
No, understand, Pedro. It's immigration. They're not bad men.
No, the border patrolmen are not cruel and heartless. Although they have strict laws to enforce, they believe in justice under the law and not persecution. For instance, Miller and Nick look after Rosa and Dolores. See that they're comfortably housed and well cared for while they take Pedro to Nogales to give evidence against Molina. On the way, they try to convince this simple Mexican that the Border Patrol really isn't trying to trick him.
Don't look so woebegone, Pedro. You aren't going to hurt you.
Why don't you crawl him in the back seat and get a wink of sleep?
You are so kind to me, senores. El Chueco and Molino say the Border Patrol was to shoot people. They say you have picture of Pedro on wall like Batman. They say you take much money. Why they say that, senor?
I guess they never took the trouble to get acquainted with us, Pedro. But if you help us out, they'll get to know us much better.
We're pulling into Nogales.
You think the boys will have Menino corralled by the time we get there?
Well, we ought to. We sent that telegram back there to give him plenty of time. We ordered the warrant for his arrest.
We there, senor?
Yes. It's up to you now, Pedro. Well, this is the jail, Pedro. You go into that room. The boys left Molino in there.
No, he hasn't got a gun. We're right behind you.
Who's that? Oh, hello, Lopez. What have they got you in for?
Pedro, is that the man who smuggled you and your family across the border?
Si, senor. He's the man.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I made a mistake. Thought you were someone else.
Molino, is this the man who paid you $75 to smuggle him and his family across the border?
Nah. The minute I saw him, I knew him. Never saw him before in my life.
He is the one, senor. I swear by all the saints, he is the hombre. He has a scar across his nose. I remember.
Oh, he's crazy.
Look and see if he has big ring on right hand. I saw big red ring on man who drives to fight them. He put hand in pocket.
He's lying, I tell you. You got nothing on me.
Come on, Molino. You know better than that. I always heard you were a fellow with a lot of nerve. And now you're caught, you can't take it.
Oh, yes, I can't. Nobody can say Molino is yellow.
Well, you haven't got nerve enough to admit what you've done.
Who says I haven't got enough nerve to admit it? Sure I have. I got him across the line on the 4th of July. And that's not so easy. But Molino never fails. I got him staked across and even drove him all the way to Flagstaff.
So Molino's vanity made him confess and enabled the Border Patrol to break up his unsavory racket. Now, even though Mr. and Mrs. Lopez and their little girl had entered illegally, the Border Patrol knew that they were not to blame. If El Chueco and Molino hadn't told them a false story and scared them to death, they could have been admitted into the United States with no trouble at all. Now that they had become lawmakers, rather lawbreakers through no fault of their own, they were to be dealt with. But if the Lopez family were deported for illegal entry, they probably would never be able to come into the country again. But the Border Patrol found a way out. They made arrangements so that the whole family could be admitted legally through the American Immigration Office. The Border Patrol tries to alleviate as much suffering in these cases as possible. This story illustrates only one of the many cases of aliens falling into the hands of smugglers through misinformation and paying needless sums of money to be smuggled into the country. But there's a sequel to this story. About a week later...
Hey, Walker, come on here a minute. Whoa! Why no bell, Signor G?
Why no bell, Pedro?
Well, hello, Pedro. You look very happy today.
I am so happy. I wrote that he gave me a son this morning. I name him Nick for this whole night, senor. And I bring you tamales to celebrate, like on Christmas. Christmas for us. We're so proud to be in America with two Americanos in the house.
Say, did you drive all the way in just to tell us the good news?
Si, senor. You take the trouble to be good to us.
Well, thank you, Pedro.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Nick? Oh, excuse me, Walter. I got something caught in my throat. Oh, congratulations, Pedro. I'm very proud.
Muchas gracias, senores. And now I must go back to me.